I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're going to be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine.
And Carolyn.
Today, we are coming at you with 10 realistic, life-changing habits.
Realistic in the sense that these are incredibly realistic.
Like, and surely you can all guess what we're about to say, for the most part.
There might be some curveballs.
For the most part.
But I think in the health and wellness space and self-growth, self-development, a lot of the time, we can really overcomplicate things, or you can feel like there are so many very specific or very complicated or very hard to implement things that people are pushing. And when it really comes down to it, health and wellness at its core is about very, very basic things. And we usually talk a lot about the values, about how really it's a lot more about the values than rules or than even really the actions at the end of the day, because there are so many different actions and habits that you can take on in a healthy lifestyle. It's about the mindset and it's about the values.
But it's about the vibe.
We want to give you guys 10 realistic habits that you can take on that have a much greater impact than the energy that it takes to do them.
I always love a tangible list of things. And I want to mention before we get into these 10 and before we get into our highs, lows, and goals, these were the first 10 we thought of. There are a million more, and they are in no particular order.
Yeah.
They're just 10 that we thought up.
It's not the top 10. It's not the best 10.
It's just the 10.
It's just 10.
It's just the 10. It's truly just the 10. All right, so highs, lows, and goals.
My high of the week, I placed an order last night for a longboard.
You did?
I did.
Okay. When, who, what, when, or why?
Well, I was on the couch watching TV. You had gone to bed. Okay. So last night was honestly a great night. It was a Saturday night, and Catherine and I ordered takeout sushi.
No one's here. And it's, like, no one's in Boston because everyone is on spring break.
But we're here. And so I ordered takeout sushi.
And wait, here's the thing. I don't know if I said this in the last episode. Like, if given the opportunity to go out, I 50-50 will stay in.
Yeah.
However, and I'll be so content with that, however, when I don't even have the option, I'm going to get antsy and irritated and frustrated. Yeah. And so to not have the option, I'm like, I'm going to sleep. I did work and I went to sleep. And like, that was that.
Yeah, we were both asleep like before 10 p.m. last night, I think, which was so nice. It was awesome. But I ate sushi. I sat on the couch and I watched some TV and I scrolled my phone for a longboard because I got this idea in my head earlier this week that I just like want a longboard for the spring and summer at home. But when I was doing some searching, you know, I'm picturing like a light wood, you know, like okay. a wooden longboard, something light. But all of the like kind of lower price range ones that I was finding.
Yeah, you don't need to be balling out for this, like black this first tier hobby.
They were like black on top, like looked like a skateboard black. Yeah. And then they had cool bottoms, but I didn't really want that black top. Like it wasn't what I was picturing. I didn't feel like it would fill this gap in my life that okay. I'm looking to fill.
So you were going for aesthetic, you know? Not function.
No, but both. I want something functional, but the aesthetic matters a lot to me. Like I want it to be, you know, something that I want to carry around and ride on and get excited about. And then I just want to point out
that you said carry around first as in it's going that's probably the most like, notable no, I mean, thing that's going to happen. I want it to look good when it's hung on my wall.
No, I'm not hanging it on my wall. It's probably going to be in the garage, but I'm going to ride
It's going to be hung on the wall in the garage. But in our garage at, like, home, because our home gives summer.
Sporting equipment hung on the wall.
I said, let's make this an art piece, a statement piece. So I put up things, like drilled things into the wall to hold surfboards.
A paddleboard.
I think that's all that fits on the wall right. at the moment. There's like a ruckus below it, all our skateboards. Oh, I should put things for tanked skateboards on.
Okay, we could do that maybe. That'd be fun. Yeah. And then my longboard could go there. But my point is, then I found one on Tilly's, of all places. You know that clothing brand? I think it's like Australian. Like, haven't even heard of them since middle school. Huh. They had a longboard that was originally like 140 and it was on sale for 80 and it was light wood with like pink accents and pink wheels and it was honestly the exact thing that I wanted. And so I placed the order so fast. I placed the order so fast and I'm really excited about it. So that's my high for the week.
My high for the week was that this morning I went to a coffee shop, this like really nice aesthetic vibey coffee shop that they have a million of them in Boston. It's called Tate.
The most common coffee shop in Boston.
It's probably the most basic coffee shop in Boston. It's called Tate.
But for a reason, it's great.
It's like white tile everywhere and it's like, I don't know, it's just fun and lovely. And they opened at 8 a.m. and I walked in door at 8 a.m. So I just like, it was nice. It was quiet. Like I got a seat. Normally you can't get a seat. And I did some work, edited the podcast. Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to upload it. That's the one thing I haven't done because the Wi-Fi started acting up.
That's okay.
But that's okay. And I haven't done work, like, outside of my room or, like, our house apartment. Our apartment is two stories, but it's the tiniest shoebox apartment you've ever seen.
It's a house.
But we like to call it a house because it has stairs. It's just, like, not up to code stairs, so they're just on 180-degree
We don't know if
angle.
That's totally true, but we imagine.
No, I can't imagine upstairs. Those are... like legal.
I'm used
in any
to them
way.
Now.
But. I love them. And I love that we have a little house, but it's just silly because it truly feels like a house because there's like an upstairs and a downstairs. Mm-hmm. And it's the smallest 3-bedroom you've ever seen. Anyway, I haven't done work outside of like my office for actual work or home. And so it was nice to be out and about and like functioning in society. That's the one thing I don't like about a 9-to-5. You don't get to function in society. It's really frustrating.
You're functioning in corporate.
But here's the thing about me is I'm going to get my work done no matter what.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it, and I'm going to enjoy it, but I'm also going to enjoy my life. And I would like it if those two things would be possible to happen together at the same time, but they can't often do that.
But it's possible when you take the day and you go to a coffee shop.
Yeah, but it was a Sunday.
Yeah.
So... anyway.
But it made for a high of the week.
Made for a high of the week. And my low of the week is... oh, that's a... I'm reading... we have notes. And I'm just reading Caroline's low of the week. And I would say they're correct.
I can my go first if you are.
No, because yours are better than mine.
Okay.
So my low of the week was 5 seconds ago. I was, like, dressed and ready to attend this recording little session. And, of course, whenever I drink water, I miss my mouth. I remember in high school when everyone had those splash guards on their water bottles? You didn't even let me finish. The, like, things that you put in the water bottle and it just, like, makes the big hole a smaller hole so you can drink out of it. Like, apparently I need one of those. I'm not getting one of those.
because I spilled it all down the front of me. Just water, like so much water. And so I had to change. And now I'm wearing a green sweatshirt. If you're watching, you can see I'm wearing a green sweatshirt and blue pants. And that's just, it goes against all of my color coordination rules in my brain. And but you live and you learn. Like, I won't learn. I will still spill water on myself. Yeah,
something that I will learn, though. We were out of...
I'm surprised you hadn't learned this
No, I just messed up. Like, I knew that it was a problem. I just thought that maybe I would try. Mm-hmm. We were out of dish detergent. And I go to CVS, like the good roommate that I am, and go to buy us dish detergent. And I don't see any dish detergent there. Like, they really aren't having it. Like, nothing says that it's
dish detergent. I must say, I went today and I found it instantly.
So that's where I'm confused, because I'm really not sure what's going on. But I went to a different one.
Did you take it out of the
thing?
No,
I was in a different CVS. I was in the one in the Prudential.
Oh. That one's kind of, like, huge, though.
I know. So, I thought that they would have dish detergent, but I wasn't seeing it, and all I was seeing was dish liquid. And in my head, I said, I think this is dish soap.
That's a very vague branding. That's on them. That's on them.
It's vague. It's on them. And it said dish liquid. And I go, it doesn't say dish soap, but it also doesn't say dish detergent. So I'm going to chance this, and I'm going to purchase it, and I'm going to put it in our dishwasher.
Chanced it for sure.
And I put it in our dishwasher, and I run the dishwasher. And all of a sudden,
I open the door. I open the door from my room. I'm going to leave the house. Excited to leave. Can't, because what's on the floor, and my room is right, like, you open up my room, it's the kitchen. I can straight shot to the dishwasher. Puddles.
Of bubbles.
Of bubbles. It's sudsing. Like,
It was dish soap.
It was dish soap.
It was dish soap. I put it in the dishwasher. I ran it.
Dish liquid could have gone
so the soap
one of two directions.
Flying around.
I do, though, want to see the bottle that it came in.
It's under the sink. It's the exact same one that we have as dish soap.
Okay, so that should have been your, like, red flag.
I know.
Dish liquid, I get it.
It's but like dish liquid. And so it's like the soap runs through the dishwasher with
that's
the...
That's so obviously dish soap.
I knew it was the shape of dish soap too, but I just...
You like, know... Wait, I want to know how much you put in, because there's a little container in the dishwasher that you like low-key fill.
Yeah.
You filled it?
Just about.
You know how when you put more than like a drop in like a pan or something, it suds for 5 minutes?
Yeah. So I, like, almost filled it. It literally...
Wow.
I opened the dishwasher. The dishwasher itself is literally full to the top with bubbles, and it's flooding.
Oh, true. I did open... I took pictures. Wait, can I post them?
Yeah, later. Not now. And it's flooding onto the floor. And so, really, I just, like, I get a towel. I scoop up bubbles. I shake them into the sink. Mm-hmm. I scoop up bubbles. I shake them into the sink. And then, you know, I laid the towel down. I opened the dishwasher, and I just waited for the rest of them to naturally pop on their own.
I got actual dish detergent today, and I did go to put it in and, like, fill the soap container with actual dish detergent.
Right.
And there's a pool of water at the bottom of the dishwasher. Well, because you can't, like, siphon it out.
How could you get that out?
Well, I was just...
And where does
it
ran typically
it.
Go?
Call Uncle Billy. Like, he would... Like I don't know how dishwashers
work. Okay, because if it would... Like, the water would typically go away, so I don't know why it didn't go away, you know? But...
Because you stopped it, like, 5 minutes into the... Okay. It, like, stopped its function. And then you're when you do that, you're supposed to, like, start it, resume it again. But we obviously didn't. I just ran it, and it's, like, currently running right now, and there's been no water flowing out. Should I check on it?
Well, as it should be. No, don't check on it. It's fine. So anyways, that's my silly low of the week. And my goal of the week is that when I go home, I'm going to pop my headphones on and play music and longboard.
Oh, did you send it to her? Like,
I sent it home, I think. I mean, I have to confirm, but I'm pretty sure I did. That was the idea.
And awesome. I looked at the weather, and it's going to be like 45 degrees and sunny. I can't wait for my walk to work tomorrow. And to sit, sometimes, so like my desk doesn't get direct sunlight. And we all know I need to be in the sun. So what I typically do is take all of my things off my desk and walk myself to the kitchen and just sit there in the window. Mm-hmm. Like the kitchen of my office, and it's awesome. Other people, like, and then as people are walking by, they come, they sit down, we chat, they go on there, it's awesome.
I sit in the kitchen area
awesome.
As well.
That's because you don't have a desk.
Yeah, but it's also where the sun is.
So that's my goal, is to sun.
Good stuff. And a goal for each of you is to choose at least one of these habits that we're going to list and try to implement it this week and see how you feel. Do your thing. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. The goal of everything is to put not that much pressure on yourself. And if you're somebody who has a hard time taking on new habits because you almost have this mental block in your head of like, I'm not that kind of person, don't look at it as I have to be this type of person from here on out permanently. Say I'm role-playing for the day. I'm role-playing somebody who has a healthy lifestyle. I'm role-playing somebody who's hyper-productive. I'm role-playing somebody who is smart and studies often. Take it on for the
day. I feel
like
there's a TikTok trend about that.
If you hear any of these and you want to try doing them, but you've always been like, I'm not the kind of person that does that, just say, for today, I'm going to play the part of somebody who does this.
Are you nice because you're nice, or are you nice because you need something? Tell me if you need someone who can play the part.
And Catherine and I were huge role model fans before he was huge, and so that's true. That. That's so one true. Of his OG songs, and I loved it back in the day, and I still do.
Been a fan since the beginning.
We have. So.
Okay. List of 10. Once again, these 10 things, they're just 10 things.
No particular order.
No particular order.
Mm-mm. Number one. Keep a water bottle. Keep a water bottle on you. Have a designated water bottle, an emotional support water bottle, if you will. I like this habit more than saying drink X amount of water per day. Drink water at this specific time per day. Because it goes with the there are no rules, there are just vibes. If you have a water bottle with you, then you're naturally just going to be sipping on it. It's not only going to be out of thirst, but it's going to be out of boredom, out of just wanting something to do. You're just going to be sipping on that water. And so if you have a water bottle with you, you're naturally probably going to drink enough water without even having to think about, I'm drinking X amount of water per day. I'm drinking right when I wake up, right when I go to bed at this time, I'm drinking this many glasses. Like, if you have a water bottle, it's going to help you just naturally do that.
I have a few things to say about this one. One, I can't drink water out of like a glass of water. If I pour myself a glass of water, I will either stand by the sink and drink like 6 of them in a row and then never touch the glass again. Or I will pour a glass of water, take a sip, put it down, forget I even poured it. For some reason, I can't drink out of a glass of water unless I'm at a restaurant. But then that's just like a fill it up, fill it up, fill it up, fill it up.
There's something about like a sippy cup.
Number two, I must say that I'm less of a sipper and more of it when it comes to water. I'm going to sit there and I'm going to chug my whole 40-ounce hydro flask. And then I'm going to fill it up and do it again.
Mm-hmm.
I will like sip occasionally like throughout the day. But if I'm drinking water, like I'm going to chug it, which is why I like having a water bottle, because it holds more water and it can be with me. Number three, my third point on this is, sometimes you gotta strategize when you can pee. And so I can't be drinking consistently or be like, oh, it's noon, time to chug my 6 bottles of water, because I'm out and about and I have no access to a bathroom. And like, the thing about me is I'm gonna pee.
I'm confused. What does the water bottle have to do with it? Because you would stay more hydrated and you would have to pee more often. So how is that productive?
Well, no, I'm talking about the don't sip through it, carry on with the vibes. Like, don't sip at scheduled times. You know when people have the water bottles and it's like
at 6 p.m. 8 a.m. you have to be to this
It's
point.
Like 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., and every hour is like the same amount. I can't drink that consistently.
Drink because, water intuitively.
Right. Why are you scheduling when you're drinking your water? Can you not just drink the water and enjoy it?
But drink
it?
The water for sure.
Like, drink the water, but there's no need to set an alarm on your phone for every 4 minutes.
To take a sip of water.
Just take a sip of water. Have a water bottle. Have it there.
And
you're gonna drink water.
There she is. Number one. Number two, charge your phone somewhere away from your bed, or at least away from where your head is sleeping on your pillow, right? Like, sometimes I charge it at the end of my bed. That's good enough for me sometimes. But yeah. I like this also better than saying, don't check your phone for 30 minutes in the morning, put your phone away at least an hour before bed, because those things are great, and those are great habits to have. But if we're talking the most basic, easy, realistic habits that can have a huge impact, it would be charge your phone away from your bed, because then again, naturally, you're not gonna look at it the second you open your eyes. You're not gonna look at it the second before you close your eyes at night. So if you commit to, instead of having set times where you're not on your phone before bed or when you wake up, if you're not kind of there yet to take that on as some sort of habit,
mm-hmm.
just charge your phone somewhere away from your bed, and it's going to help you naturally be a bit better at those things, naturally get more sleep, naturally be more energized when you pop up out of bed in the morning because you're not scrolling for an hour.
I charge my phone on my bed. And it's on the end corner of my bed. Or it's on my windowsill at the end of my bed.
Do you look at it right before bed or right when you wake up, though?
No.
Okay.
Well, I do just shut off my alarm in the morning.
Okay.
So what I do is I wake up, shut off my alarm. Or if I wake up before my alarm, like, I shut off my alarm. Then I get up, get ready, do my thing. So, it, like, I guess it evens out. But the one thing I will never do is charge my phone near my head. Because that just messes with me. I know it's there. It feels uncomfortable.
It's almost uncomfortable. Like, I feel like you wouldn't even be totally asleep because you would just be...
Or on my bedside table. I don't have a bedside table here, but at home I have a bedside table. I can't charge it on my bedside table because that's in line with my head and it's upsetting. So I, like, won't maybe charge my phone or charge it on my desk, like, across the room. But the reason I do charge my phone on my, like, leave it on my bed when it's charging here is because there's no space in my room for anything other than a bed. And
that's just the where the outlet,
is. That's where the outlet is yeah. at the foot of my bed. And the other outlet is, I guess I could, like, plug it in and put it on my desk, but that's just annoying.
Mm.
And I don't do that often.
Yeah.
But the one thing I will never do is charge it by my head or stay on my phone for a very long time before I go to sleep, because then your brain's awake and it's going and going.
Mm-hmm.
Or wake up and be on my phone. I don't like waking up and, like, sitting in bed scrolling on my phone, because that makes me feel, like, so groggy and disgusting yeah. in the morning.
If it is, like, a weekend or a day where, like, I don't have any responsibilities in the morning and I do want to go on my phone, like, just do something else before. Like, get up, have a glass of water. Get up, wash your face.
You
get up.
Just said don't
do... No, I know, but I'm saying that doesn't have to be the rule, but I'm saying, like, it's
I'm
okay.
Not,
like,
I'm a water
I will
on the
scroll
windowsill.
On my phone in the morning sometimes if I don't have other things that I want to do in the morning, but I like to not have that be the first thing I open my eyes to.
Yeah. It's kind of, it gives the same vibes as, like, watching the news in the morning. Before you even get a chance to, like, wake up and have your own thoughts in the morning, you're pumping other people's, whether they're right, wrong, you agree with them or not, like, you're pumping thoughts that aren't even your own into your brain already. So, like, take a second before you wake up, before you start consuming content.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself a chance to wake up, start thinking for yourself, and then you can have the input of other ideas.
Number three. Post-workout protein. And protein post-workout is a very scientifically backed thing. Not only is it gonna promote, like, your physical goals, building muscle, building strength, fat loss, but it's also good just for, like, your body's recovery in general to be refueling after a workout.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio, and, like, matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change
And their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarche.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
Spended a lot of energy, your body is tired. It's good to also have carbs after a workout too, but in terms of like muscle building and replenishing like that muscle stuff, you want protein.
Right.
Carbs though, like if you're actually getting into it, carbs replenish glycogen stores, which get depleted because that's like your carbs, like the sugars, the energies being burned. So that's important too. But protein post-workout is something that makes a really, really big difference. One, in like maintaining hunger levels throughout mm-hmm. the day so that you don't have this huge spike of hunger later. It keeps you satisfied in the moment and it'll help recover your body and kind of give it what it wants right after that workout so then you can move on and feel like satisfied and ready to go along with the rest of your day. And that can be in the form of a protein shake or a bar, or it could just be like if you're having a snack or a meal after your workout, just making sure that there's a good protein source. But that is a nutrition focused habit that makes a big difference and that I think is very realistic because it is telling you to eat something and food is enjoyable. So
true.
It's not that hard of a thing
and
to do.
Protein
is
enjoyable. Protein
post-workout because there are so many yummy protein sources.
Number 1, 2, 3, 4. Number 4, get outside. Sometimes I like read these things, I'm like, it's almost stupid because it's so obvious.
It is.
Like,
That's kind of what this episode life is. Life-changing
habits.
Stupid.
Like, life-changing habits, and it's like, go outside. Obviously. Which is true, but sometimes I'm like, oh my god. Like, duh. Like, for real. Be for real.
I know.
Obviously, I'm going to go outside.
It seems so obvious, but then you have days where you don't go outside, and it's so detrimental. So, that's the thing.
Right.
Like, these are the basic things that make the list of, like, simple, realistic, but makes such an impact. And it's like the little things that seem so obvious that you don't even think about that much. Because it's not the like super complicated, you have to be taking ice baths for 20 minutes and doing specific breathing patterns and doing like exposure therapy. And
the one thing I do like about Boston in the cold, we all know I'm an absolute hater, but walking outside when it's negative 17,000 degrees outside, it's like a DIY ice bath.
It's cold exposure.
Yeah,
but that's not what we're suggesting. But that's not what we're suggesting. We're giving the core simple things.
Anyway, so number 4 is get outside in the first half of the day.
Mm-hmm.
We all know I'm a morning person. Like, I'm gonna front load my activities because I would like a spike in vibes. Getting outside is an immediate spike in vibes for absolutely every reason. Mm. Sun, fresh air, birds chirping, touch some grass.
Chirping.
The birds have been out. They've been chirping. They've been chirping recently. It is an absolute mood booster.
It's a wonderful
thing. It's awesome.
I have, like, I was walking with headphones earlier because I always have noise-canceling headphones on. And I, like, had to do half and half because the birds were chirping and it was so beautiful.
That's truly moving.
I know.
That's
I thought it was moving. Too. Like, I wanted to hear, like, the actual earth as opposed mm-hmm. to just my music. And I still wanted that music, mm-hmm. but just halfway.
Machine Gun Kelly in the left ear. Birds chirping in the right ear. Number 5 is having a consistent bedtime during the week.
When it comes to the weekend, I think it's fair game. I do not think that you need to be limiting what you do on a weekend because you have a specific bedtime or anything like that, right?
Right. I'm not gonna be like, oh, sorry, you guys, I can't come to your birthday party.
Or
it's 8 p.m.
Exactly.
bedtime for me.
Or like you're having a really, really fun time out doing an activity somewhere and you're like, oh shit, it's 11, like, I gotta be asleep POV, by like midnight, you're... I have to leave. Because the weekends are much more fair game, because you can sleep in, you can take a nap if you have to. Like, I don't want you to stop yourself from doing enjoyable things on the weekend because you're like, damn, I gotta get to sleep. But during the week, when you have responsibilities and you have things to do during the day and you don't have as much flexibility, go to bed at a good time so that you can get good sleep. And so that also you can be energized to do the fun things on the weekend. Mm-hmm. And you don't get to the weekend and you're in a slump, and then that's when you need to catch up on sleep.
And that's when you listen to our How to Get Out of a Slump episode.
Right.
Every time I do a question box, because like we all know I do question boxes. Mm-hmm. Every single time, all I want to do is answer within the episode.
Because we have like almost 100 episodes at this point. They all answer some question.
Number 6 is budget your money. Be conscious of your spending. Be conscious of your spending. I mean, we don't talk about finance much, but I feel like I do talk about like we both agree on the main core things. We're like, I'm going to spend money on things that I really value, and otherwise I'm going to save. Mm-hmm. So things that I am comfortable like spending a little bit more money on. A nice dinner, a trip,
travel experiences, maybe good, a concert, like experiences.
A good quality clothing item.
Mm-hmm. That's going to last you forever, right? And be a staple and a repeat item.
Pretty much the vibe is invest in quality to the extent that you can. And like being conscious mm-hmm. of your spending habits.
Yeah. I've had so many moments in the past few months where I'm like, damn, I feel like I'm spending so much. And so it's been a goal of mine to start being a lot more aware of how much I'm actually spending in a week, in a month, what I'm spending my money on, and like maybe not wasting so much money, because, you know, sometimes I make purchases that maybe I don't really need, or I go shopping just to shop instead of like, look, you can scroll and do an online shop, but you don't always have to click purchase just because you put the cart together. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And you don't always have to buy, like, all of the fresh organic produce. Like, you can, you know, choose your couple things and then get some frozen stuff and then get that. Like, because a lot of the time, if I, like, overdo it with groceries and stuff too, then I end up, like, wasting some of it and throwing it out anyways. But I'm just trying to be more aware of not overspending, because that shit adds up. And so, you know, thinking about budgeting your money in a way that is not like limiting yourself from life whatsoever, but just being conscious of how you're spending so that you can save money and set yourself up for a much more secure future, and also to save money to spend on those mm-hmm. trips and experiences and high quality things that may come down the line, instead of just always making the purchase that's right in front of you just because it's there.
True. One time I said something about, like, I was talking about this with some friends, and I was like, oh, I'm not, like, I don't like spending money. And someone was like, I'm sorry, you just, like, got back from I think it was after Costa Rica, and they're like, you just went to Costa Rica. And I was like, well, yeah, but I haven't spent money on anything besides, like, the essentials in, like, a month. And that was more valuable to me than buying a bunch of random things every single day. Mm-hmm. I would rather spend my money in, like, larger sums on more valuable things than a bunch of little purchases along the way that don't mean as much to me.
Don't fill your cup.
They don't mean as much to me. Mm-hmm. And so that's the vibe with it. That's what I always say with, like, when people ask for gym clothes recommendations or just, like, normal clothes recommendations, I stick to, like, slightly more expensive things rather than like the cheaper options or like a dupe, which love a good dupe to an extent, but
it never matches.
If I really want something, like, a dupe isn't gonna do it.
Yeah,
that's because it's lower quality. Yeah. It's often lower quality. So I would rather spend like $100 on a pair of leggings that's gonna last me 4 years, like, consistently.
And you're gonna wear every single week, and
it's gonna last me 4 years, than buying a $30 pair of leggings that's gonna last me 4 months.
And that even when you wear it doesn't feel that flattering, and maybe slips down. You know, yeah.
Because it's always gonna feel janky, and it's gonna, like, one leg's gonna be to the side, and then, like, the seam's gonna burn, and that's gonna loosen up after 4 months. And then you have to buy another pair for $30. And yeah, it's only $30, but you've spent way more money in the long run. So, like, invest and you'll save money invest in good quality things and you're going to save money.
I tend to find if there's, like, when I find brands that I like and stuff, like, I will have a realm of, like, a few brands that I know are super consistent for me. Like, right now, Aritzia is so consistent for me in terms of the quality, in terms of the versatility, in terms of the styles. That's where a lot of my clothes are from, and I've, like, spent bigger chunks of money on clothing in those places, but I'm, like, not shopping anywhere else, whereas I would likely be, like, online shopping and filling random carts and walking down the street and just making random purchases and shopping randomly sometimes when I didn't feel like I had that, like, caliber of stuff already, you know? So, like, I would probably be doing much more mindless spending instead of right now. I'm, like, I have a few brands that I know I really like, and I, like, scope out the pieces, and I sit on them, and I make sure I really like them, and then I get those things. But not just for clothes, just, like,
everything.
Budgeting in general. Like,
just being conscious
at the minimum how much money you're spending, because if we're talking about healthy habits and habits in general and being healthy, like, healthy is not just food and fitness. It is your mental health, it's your social health, and it's also financial. Number seven, walking some places instead of driving. Obviously, this is a bit location dependent, a bit weather dependent.
My first thought when I read this point, because Karen wrote this one, was walk everywhere. But then my second thought was, that's because I live in a city and driving right. is the least convenient option.
Right.
But if I was at home,
you wouldn't be walking driving, much at all.
Or walking is the least, well, there's no public transportation, so the options are like drive, walk.
But
and walking is inconvenient far, yeah. because things are far and there's like no sidewalks places. Yeah. So now I'm taking it with a grain of salt. But then my third thought was, oh, say I'm at home. And we live in, like, borderline a small town. Some would call it a city. I think it's, like, 20,000 people.
I don't know.
Something like that. But my meet-in-the-middle situation with that would be, like, if I was going downtown or, like, going somewhere, I would drive, park, and then you walk around, do your thing, walk, and then you drive home. So it's, like, a drive to where it's walkable, and then you can walk, and then you can drive home.
Yeah. Or if you are in a city, it's crazy just being in a city how much more you naturally walk, but it's so game-changing. If you just sometimes walk somewhere instead of driving, or if you have some places where it is a convenient walk and you always walk there, like,
mm-hmm.
Like the grocery stores near our house, and again, it's just more convenient in Boston to walk than, I don't even have a car here, than to drive or to do anything else. So, like, if I go to Trader Joe's, if I go to Whole Foods, I'm always walking there and back. Sometimes
Whole Foods is 30 seconds away.
Yeah, I know, but that's a minute walking back and forth.
It would take longer to drive it to would, Whole Foods.
Yes,
because
okay,
you have to go
look,
up the one way and then down
look,
the one way.
If you're just doing a quick run for errands or like a quick little grocery thing where it's not going to be like you're lugging a ton of stuff home, like walk there. If you have, I don't know, like a sport practice or something like that that's convenient enough.
Sport practice.
Like, or I don't know, that's convenient enough to where you live. Like, walk there. Like, think about what you do in your daily life and where maybe walking could replace a drive. Mm-hmm. Or like Catherine said, just, you know, driving somewhere and parking and then walking to a place. You know, if somewhere's convenient enough to, like, walk to dinner or to park somewhere and then walk around a little bit before dinner. Just adding little ways to be outside more and walk more and move your body a little bit more. Number eight, something a bit more for mental health, mindfulness, journaling before bed. I think of all the 10 on the list, this one is the most effortful or the hardest to implement every day. But I think that it's one that when you do it consistently, then it becomes easier in each moment because you don't have the pressure of like, I haven't journaled in a couple weeks. I feel like I have so much to put out or so much to put down versus if you just, you know, give yourself 5 minutes of just a daily dump reflection every day, then it feels like a much lighter thing. So I think it's something that is a bit harder to be consistent with, but the more consistent you are, the easier it feels.
Sometimes though, I like just don't want to journal at all.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'd rather not. Or like, I just don't want to think that hard.
And it's I'd rather just go to bed. I'd rather just go to sleep.
Again, you don't have to do every single thing on this list. It's just a list of 10. It's just things to think about. And it doesn't even have to be you do these things every day. They're just, you know, a toolbox of things that you know you can. Because I do not journal every day. But when I do, I know that I feel a lot better. And when I am consistent with it, I know that it feels a lot easier.
Okay, number 9, we all knew this was coming for me, is keep your room clean. There's things on my desk right now. And it is bothering me. And I can't wait to be done filming so I can go clean it up. And I'm like half packed. That's what I was doing right before this. I was like, I'm packed for tomorrow. My room is all clean. It's awesome. But there's still some things on my desk that I can't wait to just like put away. Have it be all reset and fresh and clean. Keep your room clean. It makes your brain. It makes it clean.
That's another thing that when you do just a little bit every day or you do it more consistently, it's a lot easier every time you do it. It's a lot easier to keep a space clean than to mess it up and then have to deep clean, like back and forth and back and
forth. Even if you're like,
It's more effective in terms of like your brain.
Yeah. And even if it's like, oh, your room is clean, and then you make an absolute mess, you completely destroy it, like getting ready or something, even though it looks like a mess, it would take 10 seconds to clean it up and put it back to that place because it like started out clean. You know what I mean? So there's not a lot to clean besides the like surface level stuff, like put your clothes away. Lovely. And number 10 is wear real clothes. If you wear sweats 100% of the time, like, sure, it's comfortable, but you're going to start to, even if you've, like, you're straight out of the shower, like, fresh and clean, you're going to start to feel gross. You're going to start to feel, like, lethargic. Whereas, if you wear normal clothes, like, real clothes, out and about clothes, more consistently, then wearing sweats is going to feel, like, relaxing, comfortable, lovely, not gross. But when you wear sweats every single day, you're going to start to, like, be in that mentality, low-key.
Yeah.
That said, like, valid. I love a good sweatshirt, but, like, sweatshirt and jeans.
Like, when you're out and about. Yeah. Not just, like...
Not just, like... Yeah. Or a sweat set.
True. That's a little...
Don't just throw on the most random-ass outfit. The other day, I went to go... It was, like, 7 in the morning. I went to go move my car. UGG slippers. Pink leggings. I don't know what shirt I was wearing, but I was wearing, like, a quarter zip. I think it was, like, a tan. And it wasn't even that bad. It was just mentally the combination of, like, pink leggings and, like, a light tan sweatshirt thing. Mm-hmm. And then darker tan UGG slippers. And then also I, like, looked gross. I had just woken up. I was walking the streets. And if I had seen anyone I knew, I was going to be really upset. Because I just, felt uncomfortable and gross. And it was, like, a 30-second walk up the street. I was like, I can't handle this. Like, I wish I was wearing real clothes. And then this morning, I went to go work at Tate, the coffee shop. And at 7 in the morning, I put on these pants and, like, a white shirt. And I put a sweatshirt on over it. But I was like, I'm put together. I feel good. I'm ready to go. Like, ready to start the day. I'm in the zone. Whereas if I had put on sweats or, like, low-key pajamas, I would have stayed in the, like, groggy, I want to go to sleep mindset.
Exactly. It, like, fully changes your energy and your mindset. And I think not only does wearing real clothes a lot of the time, or when you're out of the house most of the time, prevent you from feeling super groggy and lethargic, but also, like, it is a big energy and confidence booster in itself.
And so that was 10 realistic, parentheses obvious, life-changing habits.
I do want to give an honorable mention. Right before we were recording this episode, and Catherine and I were both sitting on the couch and scrolling through this one funny TikTok account. You were on the couch and I was on the chair.
Okay.
And I think in a tasteful amount, you know, a 10,
when it 20 hits,
minute
right?
session, a comedy TikTok scroll can be genuinely energy shifting. Not being consumed by TikTok for hours a day, but a 10 to 20 minute scroll of something that makes you laugh and makes you smile can honestly be energizing.
Oh, we were giggling, we were cry laughing.
There is a positive to it. Sometimes we do it with our roommate too, like, you know, sending TikToks back and forth. Like, it's a love language in itself. I wanted to give an honorable mention to that because
number 11.
We throw social media under the bus sometimes, but in small doses and in
when it hits, because if you go on TikTok and you like, if you open the TikTok app and expect to scroll and have the time of your life, like, what it's giving you is going to be the most not, like, it's not going to hit. Mm. But when it does hit, that's when it's like, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. So with that, thank you guys for listening. I hope that you implement some of these already because they are so painfully obvious. We've said them a million times over. And if you don't, no worries. Try some out. We appreciate you spending your whatever day of the week it is
with us.
I was going to say Monday, but then I was like,
You listen anytime.
You listen anytime.
You listen. If you enjoyed this, make sure you're following the show on Spotify or Apple or even subscribing to the video version on YouTube or wherever else you listen. Give it a rating. Give it a review. We so, so, so appreciate that. And also make sure you're following us at Caroline Kinnean, adding Kathleen Kinnean on our personal socials. We also post very consistently on at Girls With Goals Pod on Instagram and TikTok. So there's a lot of places that you can find us, and we appreciate you being there, being anywhere, listening to us, and we will see you next Monday.
Bye. If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.